Okay. All right. The very first time that I came to Africa.
Repeat again.
The very first time that I came to Africa.
Akuti ndikoyamba kubwera kuno ku Africa.
Long time ago.
Kamudzi pachaka.
They met us at the airport.
Atafika kwera port.
And we were dressed with shorts.
Anavala kabudula.
T-shirts.
T-shirt.
And a number of pastors came.
Mazibusa ina nali kubwera.
And they looked at us.
Anali kuyangana.
And they thought.
Iwana kuganiza.
Uh-oh.
Anali kudabwa.
I think we made a mistake.
Anali kuona kuti achita zolakwika pamenepo.
Because we weren't dressed up in a suit and a tie.
Chifukwa iwana anenya kuvala suti ndi tayo.
They thought that we couldn't be ministers.
Chifukwa iwana kuganiza kuti sangathe kutumikira munjira ngati menene.
And they thought they made a mistake.
Anaona kuti analakwitsa pamenepo.
So they were very skeptical.
And
the first meeting, one of the pastor's daughters was in the hospital with malaria and typhoid. They took her out of the hospital and they made her sit in the meeting. She sat right in the front. And they said to me, pray for her. They were testing.
I
said, pray for her. I said, okay. Prayed. I said, you typhoid, you malaria, get out in Jesus' name. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I just pray just like that. And they're all looking at me. No shaking. No yelling. Just a simple prayer. And I said to her, what's happening to you? She said, I feel better. I feel a lot better. Oh, yes. So, the next day, she went back to school. And the teacher said, you can't be in school. You have to go back to the hospital. You have typhoid. You have malaria. She said, no more. Somebody prayed for me. And I'm better. They said, no. They made her go to the hospital. She went back to the hospital. They checked her out. And they said, what happened to you? You have no more malaria. You have no more typhoid. What happened to you? She said, I went to a meeting at church. And they prayed for me. And I felt good. They said, where is this place? She told them. The doctor said, are they meeting again tonight? She said, yes. You know what happened? The second night, I walked in, and the back of the church was as big as this whole place. And it was full of people on stretchers, IV bottles, with blankets over them. They took all the people out of the hospital, and they brought all the hospital to this meeting. They took all the people, they emptied out the hospital. And they brought them in ambulances to the meeting. And they just laid them on the floors. And when I got there, I said, who are all these people? What are they doing? And the pastors looked at me and they said, that's the hospital. Because they found out about the girl that got healed, they brought everybody here. Okay. So we prayed for them. The next day, nobody in the hospital. Every one of them got healed. There was nobody in the hospital. The hospital was empty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can do that. You can do that. If you believe. If you believe. Just go to the hospital. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And watch what happens. No.
Don't.
Sometimes it takes a little while because we don't know. We still have some doubt. We still have some thoughts of doubt. We're not really sure who we are. We're not really sure that we have the same spirit as Jesus. We're not really sure that we can do the same things as Jesus. Because we haven't seen that all of our life. Now we hear this gospel and we think, yes, yes, yes.
But
if there's still a little bit of doubt, Jesus said,
yes,
you can speak to this mountain and command it to be cast into the sea if you believe and do not doubt. It just takes that much doubt and your faith is not functioning. We don't know that at first. So sometimes we think, I'm not going to be able to pray for this person. And there's enough doubt. The faith doesn't get released and nothing happens. What are we doing?
Let's go. Because we have people from Chichewa language.
Oh,
from Malawi.
Oh, we're going to interpret twice?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
See.
You get it three times.
Oh.
I was in the Philippines.
Muitas coisas que acontece.
And there were many people that came down from the mountains to the meeting.
And bambira majoka kupiri kudzakumana.
And they had so many different dialects. I had one interpreter, two interpreters, three interpreters, four, five, six, seven interpreters. And I would say, Amen. I would say something.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But they had over 50 different dialects there. And they said, there are many people, or they don't have an interpreter. So I said, Holy Spirit, give them the gift of interpretation of tongues. So I'm speaking. And these people in the back, we have no interpreter for them. I'm speaking. And they're going, Amen! 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 Amen!
Amen! Amen! Amen! Amen!
But there's no interpreter. And I said, what is happening? And one of the men went back to ask them what was happening. And they said, When I was speaking, they were hearing me talk in their native tongue. The Holy Spirit took my words and changed it into their language and hit their ears. The gift of interpretation of tongues came upon them. Listen. There will never be lack for you. As we look at Jesus and the Gospels going around, there was never any lack. Whatever the need was, it was taken care of. Heaven was there. The kingdom of heaven was there. There is no lack in the kingdom of heaven.
Woo!
Thank you. Oh, wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Good.
Wow. Okay. Look at 1 John.
Primeira João.
Chapter 4.
First John, chapter 4. Primeira João, capítulo 4.
First John 4.
Primeira João, capítulo 4. Primeira carta de João, capítulo 4. Versículo 17. Nisto é perfeita a caridade para conosco, para que no dia de juízo tenhamos confiança. Porque qual ele é, somos nós também neste mundo.
We can have boldness in the day of judgment because
nós vamos ter confiança no dia de julgamento por causa.
Well, watch what it says. As he is,
como isto é,
so are we,
nós também,
in this world,
neste mundo.
How is Jesus right now?
Como Jesus está agora mesmo?
Let me show you something.
Deixa eu vos mostrar uma coisa.
This is your spirit.
Esse é seu espírito.
It's your spirit.
Seu espírito.
That's your spirit.
Esse é seu espírito.
Okay? When you became born again,
quando você nasce de novo,
you place faith in Jesus.
Você colocou seu espírito em Jesus.
The Holy Spirit did something.
O Espírito Santo faz alguma coisa.
If my Bible is Jesus.
Se minha Bíblia é Jesus.
The Holy Spirit.
O Espírito Santo.
Took your spirit.
Leva o seu espírito.
And put you.
E põe você.
In Christ.
Dentro de Cristo. Fecha.
He puts you in Christ.
Te colocou em Cristo.
How does the Father see Jesus?
Como que o Pai Deus vê sobre Jesus? Já sou nada no mundo. Tango manage Jesus.
Does he see Jesus holy?
A sona Jesus base. O cuchena?
He see Jesus holy?
A sona Jesus do cuchena?
Yes.
Sim, mano.
How does he see you?
Mapa yunga tulinka timu ma Jesus ye munga na kona tani.
Where are you?
Anakona budan.
You're in Christ.
Eh? Yuli muna Cristo.
So the Father sees you.
Então, com que baba,
just as he sees Jesus. He doesn't see sin. He sees your new spirit man. Does the Father see Jesus righteous?
Baba sona Jesus nunca kulungama.
Does he see him righteous? How does he see you? Righteous. The Bible says that you have been made to be your spirit man. Has been made to be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Because you are in Christ, you have his righteousness. Do you know what that means? That means anytime you can stand before God with no condemnation, with no guilt. No more condemnation, no more guilt. Anytime, just as he is, so are you in this world. Does the Father see Jesus powerful and anointed? Does he see Jesus powerful? How does he see you? Does he see Jesus anointed? Yes?
Amen.
How does he see you? The Bible says that God no longer sees you according to the flesh. He sees you according to who you are in Christ. That's how he sees you. He doesn't see your sin. Oh, people say, why do you keep saying God doesn't see my sin? Look at this. Hebrews chapter 10.
Hebreu capítulo 10.
Talking about the new covenant. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 15, 16, and 17.
Hebreu capítulo 10, versículo 16 a 17.
Says this: but the Holy Spirit. Hebrews 10, 15, 16, 17.
Versículo 15. E também o Espírito Santo não o testifica, porque depois de haver dito,
keep reading.
Este é o concerto que farei com eles depois daqueles dias, diz o Senhor. Porei as minhas leis em seu coração e as escreverei em seus entendimentos. Acrescenta, versículo 17. E jamais me lembrarei de seus pecados e de suas iniquidades.
Verse 17 says,
versículo 17.
the Holy Spirit will your sins and your lawless deeds, he said, I will remember no more. He doesn't remember your sins anymore. He doesn't see you as a sinner. He sees you as a holy person. He sees you sanctified. He sees you as his son. He sees you as his daughter in Christ. He sees you as a joint heir with Jesus. All that Jesus has been given, you have been given. All the authority, you have been given because you are in Christ. The devil doesn't want you to know that. The religious church doesn't want you to know that. But God wants you to know that.
Amen.
You're his daughter. He's given you his favor. He's put his love in your heart. He spread it all over the inside of your heart. He did that for you. He calls you beloved. He says you are his beloved daughter. He is well pleased with you. He loves you with an unconditional love. Nothing can ever change his love for you. Nothing can ever change that. You are special to him. And he's given you his life. He's given you his nature. He's given you his kingdom. He's given you his spirit. He's given you everything that you need for life and godliness. He's gifted it to you. He gifted it to you. Because you are his daughter. He says, now go. He says, now go. Represent me.
Amen.
Represent my kingdom. Go speak for me. Go set the captives free. Because as Jesus is right now, so are you. So are you in this world. As he is right now. King over all. Lord over all. You are right now in this earth. Everything he wants to do, he wants to do through you. Everything he wants to do, he wants to do through you, through your hands. He's chosen to reach the world through you. He's chosen to meet every need of your life. He's chosen to declare that just as it is in heaven, just as it is in heaven, that's what it'll be for you. And Jesus said, only believe. Only believe. Only believe.
Amen.
The Father sees you just like he sees Jesus. But the devil comes and he says, but look, you're not fully obedient. But look, you have some sin in your life. You can tell him. That may be true. But I'm not speaking because of my obedience. I'm speaking because of the obedience of Jesus.
Glória a Deus.
So you have to leave. And you have to leave now.
Amen.
Because as he is, in him, in Jesus. Now watch this. Colossians chapter 3 says, that we are hidden in Christ.
Amen.
You are hidden in Christ. If you are hidden in Christ, and the devil can't find you. But if you start thinking that by your work, because you're being holy, because of the good things that you're doing, that you are gaining God's favor because of that, then here's what you're doing. You are sticking your head out. You stick your head out where the devil can see you.
Hallelujah.
So you say, I believe. It's not by my strength. It's not by my power. But it's by the Spirit. Where are you? Devil says, all I can see is Jesus. All I can see is Jesus. All I can see is Jesus. Where did she go? Where did she go? She's hidden in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Knowing that He is our life. He is your life. He is your strength. He gives everything to you. There's no lack for you. You trust in Him. You never trust in yourself. You do not lean on your own understanding. Ever. Ever. But in all your ways, you trust Him. And He will make your path straight. And He will keep you hidden in Christ. And you will do great exploits. You will do mighty things for the Lord.
Amen.
Here's what happens when we are trusting in Him. Holy Spirit, I can't pray for people. I can't make anything happen. But together with you, we can. We can. Release your kingdom and bring your kingdom. When you stand on that in faith, when you speak, demons hear Jesus speaking.
Amen.
They don't hear you speaking. They hear Jesus speaking through you. And they move. And sickness moves. Because you are in Christ.
Amen.
How did you get there? The Holy Spirit put you there. Not by your good works. You believed in what Jesus had done. And this Holy Spirit saw the faith. And He put you in Christ.
Yes.
He put you there. Not by your works. He did it. It's supernatural. And there's no man, there's no devil that can remove you from there. Cannot. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We were in Zimbabwe. Crusade, the last crusade. We were praying for people in a village where there was no church. First time anybody had ever come to do a crusade there.
que primeira vez pessoas vieram ouvir.
The children.
Crianças.
They touched me.
Tocava-me.
They look at my skin and they rub my skin to see if the white comes off, to see if there's black underneath. No church gave them the gospel. I said, there's some sickness here. Come. And the people ran. And they came. And I had no one trained. So I had two young men with me. And the people are all around me trying to touch me. And I said to the young men, you're going to pray. They said, no, we're not going to pray. You're going to pray. I said, no, you're going to pray with me. No. No, we can't do that. They're born again. But they're thinking they can't do this. I said, this is Jesus in you. You put your hand, it will be Jesus. They said, we don't think we can do it. I said, give me your hand. Somebody. I said, now you command that stomach problem to go. Just say, go. Now ask them, what happened? And they say, it's gone. It's gone. No, that happened again and again and again. I said to these young men, I said, what's happening? They're looking at their hand. And they are amazed that these miracles are happening so fast through their hands. They've never seen it before. We saw 300 miracles in 10 minutes. 300 miracles in 10 minutes with two young men that have never prayed for anybody before. Can you imagine that? We gave an invitation for them to place faith in Jesus Christ. Many, many, many in the village received Jesus. That night, a church started. A new church started where there never was one before. Some young men came over. They said, please, we've brought our father on a cart. He's over underneath the tree. He's dying. Please come and pray. I said, let's go. I brought the two young men. We went over there. And the man is laying down in a cart, covered in blankets. He had pneumonia.
Tinha demônio.
And he couldn't breathe.
Não podia respirar.
He couldn't speak.
Nem quando se colonga.
He couldn't breathe.
Nem com puma.
He had given up on life. There was nothing anybody could do for him. And they said, please pray.
Por favor,
we prayed. One time, the young men who had never prayed before, one time, and this man went, I can breathe. He spoke. He said, I can breathe. The man said this. He said, I had received Jesus years ago. And I really felt that I was going to go home. That my body completely stopped working. And that I was done. I was finished. He said, now I see that the power of God is greater than death.
Amen.
It's greater than death. He said, I have just been pulled away from death that had its grips on me. He said, and now I live. Through two young men that have never prayed before. As he is, so are we in this world.
é assim como realmente está.
No matter how you feel,
como você sente,
no matter how qualified or unqualified you think you are,
está qualificado, não está qualificado.
Jesus is qualified.
Jesus é quem é qualificado.
Amém.
Jesus in you.
Jesus está em você.
And you, and you,
e
and you.
E você está onde?
In Jesus.
Está em Jesus.
He qualifies you.
Ele qualifica você.
When you go, it's just the same as Jesus going.
Quando você está a andar, ele, Jesus também está a andar.
It's the same thing.
Mesma coisa.
Just like Jesus is going.
Como Jesus
when you go, it's the same.
Quando você está a andar, é a mesma coisa.
If you believe,
se você acreditar,
just believe.
Acredita só.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Yes.
Are they bringing the